you know, the biggest stress, I think, in having an artist's career, you know, full time is the financial pressures and the financial stresses. Even if you have money, it's still extremely stressful, but there's many different dimensions which you can explore. Like, where do you want to be in 10 years? One is financially, obviously, how much money do you want to make? But also, it's such a vague thing I'm going to say, but it's really important. Like, why do you want to be an artist? Like, what are you trying to express? Do you want to be famous? Do you want to make music that's really interesting to a niche audience? Do you want to have a you know, do you want to make a lot of money? Do you want to triangulate and do all three? And understand that this answer that you give yourself can evolve and can change. But I think it's always good to kind of have some kind of North Star kind of guiding light, especially when you get to that tipping point when you're making the transition to full time, which is, what do I want out of this whole thing? Because it's really easy to get distracted and to and to kind of get lost. How much am I willing to compromise myself, and what things am I willing to compromise on?
Really well said.
And also, there's no shortcuts in music. It's like a lifelong thing, you know. It's not something that's going to happen overnight.
Absolutely. And the industry, as we obviously have experienced, you know, changes, it is prone to many risks. Obviously, COVID wiped the whole industry out. And so having, you know, some of that understanding of, like, A, you are almost running a business, and B, there's a financial stability that you need to achieve with that so that you can weather the storm is obviously super, super important.
So the music industry, in my experience, is a very toxic place. And there's a lot of very toxic people that will eat you alive and throw you away. And just, they're just terrible people. It's a fact. I'm not going to, you know. And yes. I think it's really important when you find an agent that it's somebody who, like, you look in their soul and you know that they're a good, sweet person who has your best interest at heart and who sees you in, like, your career, like, in 10 years, or like see that about you, and they're not gonna, like, throw you away, like, a year or two from now when they find another hot new artist or something like that. I think that's, like, really, really important, because I see a lot of young artists that end up in agencies where they're like, I hate it, I had the worst time of my life, and I never want to work with them again. I think another really important thing is, like, what's the track record of the person who you're talking to, because you don't want to be, like, the first, probably don't want to be the first DJ that they've ever started to put out there, because they probably don't have those connections and they're going to kind of, like, learn with you. But maybe you don't want that.
Catch the full episode dropping tomorrow on Apple, Spotify, YouTube, and wherever else you get your podcasts.